I'm kind of ready. Hi, everybody. I don't know if you all know me. I'm Amy. I'm going to sit down. So I'm going to talk today about God's love. And the things I'm going to say, I hope will connect with everyone here, from the youngest people to the oldest people. If anyone, any of the smaller of us, would like to come and sit down here, then please feel free, because we've got a couple of things. Yay! Come on, go on, Jesse. Who feels like a child still inside? I do, and it's something I'm always hoping to hold on to. Never really grow up. So I'm not going to speak for long. I'm talking mostly. But we do have... Oh, thank you for coming down. Do you have something for you guys to do? So those who are children and those who feel like children, you can join in too. So I'm going to talk about God's love. And I was just sitting there thinking about trying to describe something that is indescribable. So the thing that just popped into my mind was, imagine trying to describe the best fireworks display you ever saw, and someone's never seen fireworks before, and you're trying to tell them what it was like, and you're sort of saying, well, there were bangs and there were lights and they kind of went like this, and you might draw a picture, but it doesn't really capture what it was like to be at that fireworks display. And so when we're describing things like God's love, and we're going to use some words to describe God's love, sometimes I find it really, really hard, because it's like trying to describe something that can't be described. And so I'm also going to hopefully invite you in today to experience God's love for yourself. So I'm going to help to open a door and say, come and have a look. Come and feel that for yourself. Come and experience it. So we've only got a few minutes, but we're going to do that as well. But first of all, I've got something for you to do. Hidden around this room are 7 little cards with some words on that try really hard to describe God's love. People in the Bible have tried to describe God's love as well, so it's not just us. And some of those words have come from the Bible. So if you would like to go and start trying to find them, there's 7 altogether. Some of them are really hard to find. I think I know where they all are. Anyone can go and look. And when someone's found one, if you could hold it up, then everyone can see the kind of thing we're looking for. There we go. Right. So Toby's found one. Gideon's found one. Jasper's found one. So we've got 4 to go. They could be anywhere. You might want to check pockets. You have to ask permission if you're checking someone else's pockets. Oh, there's another one. Fantastic. How many have we got now? Is that 4? So that means we've got 3 to go. So have a look around. Maybe look at each other. Oh, it's another one. Right, how are we doing? How many have we got to go? 2 left. We found the pocket dweller. Brilliant. Bring them down, bring them down. So if you want to bring them down to the front, or give them to someone else to bring them down, we're going to gather them up around here. We've got 1 more to go, have we? 1, 2, 3... Oh, let's lay them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think there's 1 more. Atty. Atty knows where it is. Oh, there it is. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Well done. Wow. Right. We've got, is that 7? No, that's still, yes, 7. Jasper, do you want to put yours down? So we've got 7 things here. Now, there are more words to describe God's love, but we would literally be here forever and ever and ever if we were going to describe God's love with all the words. Might use, words we haven't heard of before. Anyway, But I've got seven. We've got seven here. And so I want to tell you something. That, do you know that all of the real love in the world comes from God? Isn't that amazing? Every single bit of real love in the world, and I say real love because some things disguise themselves as love and they're not love. I'm talking about real love. Every single bit of real love comes from God's heart, because it says in the Bible that God is love. And so as we share love out with each other, we're sharing God out with each other. And that means even people who don't know that they're doing that. Isn't that amazing? So that it says in the Bible, it says God is love. And that says it in 1 John 4 verse 8, if you want to look that up. And do you know something else? That we can love other people more the more we know that God loves us. Let me explain that. As we come to know that God loves us, it's like he fills us up with love that then we can give out. And the more love we get from God, the more love we can give out. So if you're ever struggling to love somebody or to show love in your life, there's only one answer. Go and get some more love from God. Open up your heart and realize how much he loves you. Okay. So here are some words we've got. And what I want to do is, as I read out these words, I want you to, if you want, you can close your eyes. I want you to get comfy in your seat or on the floor. I want you to come into a place of just rest inside. Some people find that's easier with your eyes closed, and some people find that easier with their eyes open. And I'm going to describe these words, and I want you to use your imagination to imagine these things. Okay. So we're talking about a love that is patient. God's love is patient. Do you know that he has all the time in the world for you? There's no limits on the time he has for you. He's not hurrying you. He's not waiting for you. He's just loving you. I just want you to imagine that. And then I want you to imagine this. Love, God's love, is honest. That means there's nothing hidden. He doesn't keep anything from you. Isn't that amazing? And I want you to imagine this. There is no fear in love. Imagine being in a place where you have nothing to fear. Nothing. Not one thing. God's love is kind. I want you to imagine being in a place where someone's being so kind to you. They may be giving you gifts, treating you to your favorite things, showing you wonderful things. God's love hopes all things. Do you know what that means? That means that anything you're finding a bit tricky, or anything you don't understand, he has put hope right into the middle of that thing too. So that means he's going to make everything okay. So even the hardest things in our lives, he's put hope right in the middle, and he's going to make it all okay. God's love upholds all things. So I want you to imagine everything, the things we understand, the things we don't understand, the things we like and the things we don't like. He holds everything. And don't forget what we just said about the hope, the things we don't like. He's put hope right into the middle of those things. It's all going to be okay. And there's one more. Do you know that his love lasts forever? Nothing can challenge it. Things might seem like they're challenging God's love sometimes. But I want to tell you that nothing can challenge God's love. Nothing can stop it. Nothing. And we're going to finish really soon, in just a couple of minutes. But I want you to just come back into the room. If you've had your eyes closed, maybe open them. And I just want to ask you, you don't have to answer, maybe answer inside. Did you feel some really good things just then? Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. That's okay. But if you felt some really good things and imagined some really good thoughts, I want to tell you that you just experienced God's love. Isn't that amazing? And he invites us into that place. And I'm going to tell you now, how do we get God's love? Maybe you've got an answer to that. Have you got any answers? How do you get God's love? You might say, I don't know, what we just did then, imagining it. Or maybe we do something and feel it. Well, I want to tell you something that a lot of people, and this is what I'm going to end with. This, I'm going to tell you something, is true, but most people don't believe it. Did you know that God's love is completely unconditional? Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? Unconditional. It's a funny word. That means you don't have to do anything to get God's love or to know God's love or to be in God's love. Nobody ever, ever has to do anything to earn God's love. That's what unconditional means. That means his love is free and available to absolutely everybody and everything. Now, some people find that very hard to believe. I think we all do. I think we find that hard to believe, that we don't have to do anything to get his love. His love is available to us all the time. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you one more thing. These things, these words here, so we talked about love having no, there's no fear, it's honest, it's kind, all those things come from a part in the Bible. Just to let you know, if you want to look it up, in 1 Corinthians 13. Okay, so if you want to look that up, you can, and read some even more things about God's love. But just to remind you today, if you go home remembering one thing, I want you to remember that you don't have to do anything to get God's love. There's ways we can eat more easily, feel his love and know his love, but you don't have to do anything to earn his love. It's always there for you. Okay, and that's it. Bless you all.